KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A, accompanied by our concert club members. Happy Friday, y'all. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. We appreciate our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and we appreciate this native Austinite taking the time to visit with us because he's really busy. Shows tonight and tomorrow night at Antone's, 50th birthday celebration shows, I should add. A new release called Toronto. Welcome back home to Austin, Texas, with his band, Ian Moore.
Looking out on the city streets with the flaming kids and electric beats. How did I get to this place? With the feelings of from a TV show, but the conversation's way too slow. Send me a message instead. Got to know my name. Got to know my name. Got to know my name now. Shout. Got to know my name. Brooklyn's got a brand new feeling with the Indian pain and the native ears. Went out and got them some soul. Keep four kids to match your pants with the money plugs and the new road. Just a minute.
Live on KETX, You Gotta Know My Name from the new release Toronto. And a great band, by the way, Chris Gebhard on keys and guitar on that song. He's multitasking. Ben Jarrett on bass and backing vocals and Travis Foster on drums. Thanks, y'all, for being here. So, Ian, next Wednesday, your 40s are over, man.
Yeah, man. They've been good.
Was there a moment where you thought, I'm turning 50, I want to take stock of this milestone in a special way?
Yeah, I actually did. I spent my 40s on a Boy Scout camp out and had to make up for lost time.
You've got tonight and tomorrow night at Antone's. I wore my Antone's t-shirt especially for you because the club, really important in your development as an artist, fair to say?
Yeah, probably the biggest of anything. I mean, there were a lot of different influences, but being able to go to Antone's when I was you know, a kid and see Hubert Sumlin. Mm-hmm. I mean, enough said, right?
Yeah. And so many other great players as well. And I would see you with the Ian Moore band that you had at the time with Bucca and everyone at Antone's quite frequently. You're not only doing these 50th birthday shows tonight and tomorrow night at Antone's with Eric Tesmer, I should add, mm-hmm. but you've got some other ones coming up as well.
Yeah. Well, I started a nonprofit like Cam. I was actually looking at Robin's picture backstage. And so I do a show every year in Seattle to raise money for the same thing because healthcare is expensive. I don't know if y'all have heard.
Now, I want to dive into this a little bit deeper. Ham is the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. Robin Shivers is the late woman who helped bring Ham to us all. And so you live in Seattle, and you've helped to start, it's called SMASH.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that stand for? And is it really just similar to Ham, or how's that working?
It's pretty similar. Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare. And, I mean, you know, we need it in every town. I mean, we need a lot of infrastructure right now that's missing. The world that I believe in and, you know, the type of music that I dig, which is bands that aren't playing arenas and aren't at that level, it's harder than it's ever been. And anything you can do, you know, obviously affordable housing close to the downtown so musicians can be part of the scene, healthcare, because, you know, something goes wrong, you lose everything. So we're trying to take care of as much as we can. I mean, I just feel like you got to fight for it because nobody in Congress is fighting for this stuff. And the companies that are coming up that are rewriting laws are writing laws in their favor. So there's a lot of stuff happening right now that most people don't know about. You know, everybody complains about the big label system, but that's been replaced by the big digital system, which is significantly worse. And musicians make less money than they ever have. So.
Well, good luck with SMASH in Seattle, and we're with you on all of those concerns, sincerely.
Right on.
Talking to Ian Moore, celebrating his 50th birthday tonight, tomorrow night at Antone's, new release, Toronto. Before I got Toronto, I went back and listened to Strange Days, and in true Ian Moore fashion, it doesn't sound much like Toronto. It's always like a left turn and a left turn for you.
Make enough left turns, so you go straight.
Is that a conscious thing, like I just did that, I want to do this, or you're just going with the flow?
It's both. I mean, I think I've always done that, and people that I, you know, idolize have always done that. When people question my moves, I try to point to earlier Austin and Central Texas artists that did the same thing. I just think that's maybe a philosophy of the past. I think that bands have to be a little bit more conservative to build success. Like, you have to be conscious of keeping on track of your sound. But when I think of Doug Somm, I think of somebody that just did whatever the hell he wanted to do whenever he did it. And that's why we love him. And those are the people that I do try to emulate that. But when I was young, I like so much music. And to me, it's all the same. So I try to just not think about it and just do the coolest thing I can think of and hope that people are going to dig it.
Way to go. Because I remember in the earliest days of seeing you, you were playing with Joe Ely, and your first couple of records, people wanted to put you in the guitar slinger bag, and you're a great guitar player, but you write great songs too, so we can't put you in a bag, and that's probably just as well. Ian Moore has a new 7-inch single. He's celebrating that as well tonight, tomorrow night at Antone's, Lords of the Levee. That's mm-hmm. vinyl, right?
The vinyl's here, yeah.
All right, let's hear the song.
All right.
I'd like to run so far from here so I can find some air to breathe, 'cause I can't stand so many lies. How can they look me in the eyes and say everything that they're talking about with their self-defense and their archer shouts to the skies? And it's easy when you've got a crowd, when your voice can rise up to the sound of the time, then you can't be wrong. God's on your side, you just sing along. Don't be afraid to say you'd ever hurt anyone anyway. Invisible lines that run through a town, from the lords of the levee to the projects run down. And the bill so smooth, tongue of linen and lies, go with fat proclamations that light up the sky. Since everything that we're talking about, with our self-defense and our righteous shouts to the sky, then it's easier when we've got a crowd, when our voice can rise up to the sound of the time. We can't be wrong, God's on our side, so sing along. Don't be afraid to say we never hurt anyone anyway. So fill yourself up with the truth of the crowd. Let the very air tremble with the shout of the sound. And beauty enough in the white of your skin. And you shout revolution as you burn out your sin.
KUTX giving us 1,000% there. Lords of the Levee is from the new six-song release, Toronto. It's also a new 7-inch vinyl single that you can pick up at Antone's tonight and tomorrow night as Ian Moore and his band celebrate his 50th birthday. Have a great birthday, Wednesday.
Thank you, man.
And good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Welcome home to Ian Moore. Thank you all for being here. We're going to do one more song off the air that'll be posted on our website along with the other two, and that'll be at kutx.org.